This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A 38-year-old nanny has pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter in last year's death of the 3-year-old boy who wandered off and drowned in a retention pond while in her care at a park in Chester County. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
On September 2nd, Labor Day, Amani Lewis called 911 from Wilson Farm Park in Tredyffrin Township saying the 3-year-old boy she was caring for was missing. He's nonverbal and she doesn't know where else he could be. Police found the boy within 10 minutes in a retention pond about 100 yards from the place that the boy was on. Life-saving efforts were unsuccessful. Lewis pleaded guilty to one count of involuntary manslaughter. She's sentenced to 11.5 to 23 months in Chester County Prison. She'd served 188 days since her arrest and was immediately paroled. Chester County DA Christopher DeBarenas-Arobi says Lewis immediately took responsibility for her actions.
And she was sentenced today along the lines of the wishes of the family. It's just a sad and tragic case because no family should have to lose a child due to a distracted caretaker. It's just awful.
Lewis was in the country on an expired student visa and will be deported to her home country of Jamaica. At Lewis's sentencing hearing, prosecutors read part of a letter from the parents of the boy who died saying they do not blame Lewis and are in full support of her release as they try to pick up the pieces of their lives and move forward. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.